好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord。
亚瑟把我们带到2022年4月24日的主日讲道时间。
God guides us to April 24, 2022 sermon time。
那今天讲到的题目是安息的预备。
The sermon title today is preparation for rest。
我们开始讲到以前有一个祷告，把时间交给神。
Before the sermon, let's start with a prayer。
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you。
感谢主，你是那位创天造地的神呐。
Thank you, and you are the Lord. You just create the whole universe.
你也是那位无所不在的主啊。
And you are just always disciplined with us.
当天地万物都造齐了，你就安息了，歇了你手上的工。
When you finish this creation, and you just rest.
当神的子民亚当夏娃犯罪得罪你的时候。
So when the ancestor Adam and Eve sinned.
你就开始施行拯救啊。
And you started your salvation.
你面对着我们这些悖逆的子女，
you just face, the rebellious children.
你甚至最后为我们另外存留一个安息啊！
You even just prepare the rest for us.
主啊，面对你的残酷高深的大爱，我们唯有将我们的生命来为你而活。
With your great and deep love, all we can do is just live for you.
主为我死，我为他活。
Lord, you died for us, and we live for you.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，安息的预备。
Preparation for rest.
呀，圣经中的安息的概念其实非常丰富。
Actually, the concept of the rest in the Bible is very abundant.
它基本上分成两个大类别吧。
So basically, there are two categories.
那第一个最大的类别就是休息啊。
So one refers to rest.
圣经说它完成了一切所创造的工，他就安息了，就休息了。
So the Bible says that God finished the work of a creation, then he rests.
那另外一种是特别强调我们在基督耶稣里的一个光景和状态。
And the other refers to the condition and the state of being in Christ.
那么我们今天讲的安息的预备呢，主要是指第二种安息。
Today, the sermon, the preparation for rest, we're talking about the second kind of that rest.
是专门为上帝的儿女、相信上帝的人所预备的。
So the rest, this rest, then is God prepared for His people.
好，我们先来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
信心的本质。
The nature of faith.
安息的预备的第一点是信心的本质。
The first point of preparation for rest is the nature of faith.
那么这个逻辑关系到底是什么样的呢？
So what's the relation in logic?
既然指的是在基督里的光景，对吧？
Since it refers to the situation in Christ.
那当然也就是指的是福音的范围嘛。
It certainly refers to the scope of the gospel.
那么既然是在福音的范围，又怎么能够离得开信心呢？
Since it is the scope of the gospel, how can it be separated from faith?
所以，那么信心的本质与安息又有什么关联呢？
So what does the nature of faith have to do with rest?
首先是恩典的预留。
First, grace is reserved.
保罗在这里呢，其实他并没有去用希腊哲学的逻辑推理来表达恩典的结构啊。
Paul is not expressing the structure of grace here by the logical reasoning of the Greek philosophy.
那是借着希伯来神学的古老通道来表达福音的根基啊。
But by expressing the foundations of the gospel through the ancient channels of Hebrew.
因为圣经很清楚地去宣告啊，不是我们爱，乃是神先爱我们的。
Because God clearly proclaimed, it is not that we love, but that God first loved us.
亚伯拉罕是因着对神的顺服以至于信，神就算作是他的义啊。
Because Abraham obeyed God and believed.And God counted it as His righteousness.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，拣选不需要理由的。
Dear brothers and sisters, there's no need for the reason to choose.
其实神为我们预留这个安息，也是神独行其事的痕迹啊。
Also, God's preservation, that is also a trace of God's miracles alone.
我们有没有想过，神在太初创立世界以先，就已经对亚伯拉罕进行了拣选了？
Have you ever thought about that? God called Abraham before the very beginning of his creation.
他离开乌尔，对吧？
He left her.
然后到达哈兰。
And he went to Haran.
这个路线图在创世以前已经绘制完毕了。
Actually, this route and God has already it's been drawn.
那一只替代以撒的羔羊其实早就拴在树下了。
Also, the land that replaced Isaac was already just tied under the tree.
那么你我今天的得救呢？
So, regarding the salvation of us,
难道不也是神在冥冥之中就已经替我们定好的吗？
Isn't it also just determined by God when we still don't know?
但一切这些恩典，问题是你信吗？
However, with such kind of grace, do you believe it?
所以其次要看我们的生命态度啊。
Therefore, secondly, we need to look at the attitude of a life.
我们很熟悉的以弗所书说的，我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，对吧？
So the Bible tells us we are saved by grace through faith.
当我们晓得神为我们留下有进入他安息的应许，对吧？
So, and when we know that God has a promise for us to enter into his rest.
当我们晓得神这份存留的时候呢？
When we know that God reserved that.
那保罗给我们的鼓励说，就当畏惧啊。
Paul just encouraged us, and he said, we should fear.
今天的世人有没有畏惧的事呢？
Is there anything the world is afraid of today?
你还别说，真有不少哎。
Yes, there is.
人们怕没饭吃啊。
So people are afraid of have no food.
也怕没钱花，没工作呀。
And people are afraid just without the money to spend and no work.
也怕没有退休金呢。
And people are afraid that they have no pension.
怕被人孤立啊。
And being isolated.
怕校园暴力啊。
Or just like the violence in campus.
也怕不被人理解，对不对？
Also just being that's not able to be understood.
人也很怕孤独的。
Also, we are afraid to be alone.
其实你知道吗？人也很怕自己说谎，没有人信的。
Also, people are also afraid of just telling a lie and no one would believe it.
甚至人是很害怕自己不能继续戴面具的。
Also, people are afraid that they cannot continue to wear the mask.
所以最后呢，就是怕死了。
In the end, just being afraid of death.
发现没有，人类其实不少惧怕的。
Did you notice that there's so many things we're afraid of?
但就是奇了怪了。
But something so strange.
人类怕这么多东西，就唯独不怕那能够决定他生死的上帝，没有一点敬畏之心呢。
So there are so many things we're just afraid of, but only one thing that we have no reverence for the God who can about this.
事实上信心是什么你知道吗？
Do you know what is faith?
信心其实就是怀着一个战战兢兢的心去领受神的恩典，这是信心啊。
In fact, faith is to receive God's grace with a very cautious heart.
没错，神就是爱。
It's right, God is love.
在爱里是没有惧怕的。
And there's no fear in love.
但是领受爱的态度必须是敬虔的。
However, the attitude of receiving love must be godly.
否则圣经就会说我们可能会掉队，赶不上这个队伍。
Otherwise, we'll just be just what the Bible says, we may fall behind.
耶稣说天国是要努力进去的。
Jesus said that the kingdom of heaven is to be entered just with all the effort.
而且天国绝对不是一个个体行为啊。
Also,It's that have a kingdom. It's not an individual act.
乃是基督身体的群体的共同进退。
But it is the collective advance and retreat of the body of Christ.
最后是进入确据了。
Finally, into the assurance.
我们人呢，现在是来到教会了。
So we are physically come to the church.
我们也做了决志祷告。
We also have the prayer to receive.
我们甚至也接受了敬礼。
We also received a baptism.
但是仍旧活着的不是基督，乃是老我呀。
However, we still not live in Christ, but the old self.
保罗怎么描述这一类的人呢？
How did Paul describe this type of people?
保罗说，他们所听见的道与他们无益。
Paul said, the message they heard was of no value to them.
保罗在讲什么呢？
So what was Paul talking about?
他说的是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是说我们听了道却不行道，或者少有行道。
It means that we have just heard the word but never lived out of it or seldom did it.
每个礼拜我们所听的道跟我们生命不产生联系，不发生任何的变化。
The sermon that we listen every week and has nothing to do with our life, there's no change.
当我们再往深一点里边看去呢？
We look a little deeper.
就是我们所行的与我们所信的并不相称啊。
And that is what we do. It's not commensurate with what we believe.
比如说神说我们要悔改，对吧？
For example, God said that we need to repent.
但是我们说说容易，行出来难呢？
However, it is easy to say, but difficult to do.
这里的关键点在哪里你知道吗？
Do you know what the point is?
其实关键点并不是我们的行为有多么完美。
The point here is not whether our action is perfect.
或者是说我们的道德感有多么的强。
Or how strong our sense of morality is.
乃是我们进入神国度的持续度啊。
Actually, it is the continuation of our entry into the kingdom of God.
那持续度这个词不好解释啊。
It is not easy to describe out this word, this persistence.
也正如雅各在亚伯渡口与神摔跤那种感觉。
Just as Jacob wrestled with God at the ford of Jabbok.
明知不能却仍然坚持一晚上。
So obviously he knew he just could not just do it, but however he just persevered and just for a whole night.
神是不放弃我们。
God does not give up on us.
但是我们对神是不是放弃了呢？
However, do we give up on God?
这种持续度就是不但是不放弃，而且还要抓住神，要神的赐福啊。
So the persistence is not only we do not give up, also we just grasp God.
所以雅各在亚伯渡口的这个经历成为后世的美谈，对吧？
Therefore, what Jacob experienced at the ford of Jabbok actually just becomes just a great talk.
好，我们来看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
安息的奥秘。
The mystery of rest.
安息到底是什么呀？
What exactly is rest?
在创世安息与拯救安息之间有什么关系呢？
What is the relationship between the rest in creation and the rest in of the salvation?
首先先来看创世安息。
So let's look at first rest in creation.
创世安息就是到了第七日，神歇了他手上的一切工啊。
Rest in creation is on the seventh day, God rested from all His works.
这个安息我们大家很熟悉，对吧？
We're familiar with this, right?
我们大家很了解这一个安息。
And we all understand about this rest.
这应该是我们对安息这个观念最早的认识，对吧？
It may be this the earliest understanding about rest.
看起来呢，创世安息好像跟人没什么关系。
So rest in creation seems to have nothing to do with man.
是神他自己的安息啊。
It's just God's own rest.
因为神的创世大功完成了。
Because God's rest work of creation is complete.
所以他就要休息了。
So he needs to rest.
但是神的子民当以神为效法。
However, God's people should imitate God.
因此神的安息就表现在十诫当中的第四诫的安息里边了。
Therefore, God's rest is also expressed in the rest of the fourth commandment.Of the Ten Commandments.
其实我们知道上帝的启示是一种渐进式的启示，对吧？
We understand God's revelation, that is a progressive revelation.
神是一步一步带领他的子民呢，逐步认识安息的奥秘的。
So God just lets his people just step by step to gradually understand the mystery of rest.
创世的安息之后呢，马上让我们看见摩西是怎么带领以色列人出埃及啊。
So after the rest of creation, and God just let us see and how the Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt.
同样关于安息的启示呢，也带入了神对以色列人离开埃及的愉悦与拯救啊。
Also just brought the rest into the God's the Passover and also salvation for the Israelites out of Egypt.
其次是拯救安息啊。
Second, rest and just deliverance.
基督耶稣降世以先呢。
Before Christ Jesus came into the world,
我们对救恩的认识其实仍然是模糊不清楚的。
Our understanding of this deliverance and still not quite and still vague.
那么这个拯救的安息的概念呢，首先是出于对神的感恩里边。
So the concept of the rest of deliverance that are just from the thanksgiving to God.
也借着出埃及的以色列人呢，借着。感谢神将他们从埃及拯救出来啊。
Also, through the Israelites, they just be thankful to God and just bring them out of Egypt.
当然，在以色列中也有不少忘恩负义之辈啊。
Of course, among the Israelites, they're also just the ungrateful people.
被神带到旷野之后呢？
So when they were just brought to the wilderness,
不去感谢上帝的恩典。
They did not thank for God's grace.
反倒去贪恋埃及的美食与海鲜的。
However, they are just greedy for the Egyptian food and the seafood.
其实想想有点像我们今天的信徒生活，会不会啊？
Is it just pretty similar to the believers today?
我们今天信的主是多大的恩典，但有几个人会感谢神呢？
So today we believe in God. It's such a big grace. So who just feels thankful for that?
不但不感恩。
Not only feel thankful,
甚至常常怀念曾经在罪中的宴乐呀。
However, just often miss the pleasures that we once had in sin.
神在旷野中也向我们彰显出他对这样的人的一个态度啊。
God also just let us see His attitude about those people and this in the wilderness.
他叫旷野中的地裂开啊。
So God just split the earth.
直接吞灭了20,000+败类的生命。
And also just devour the lives of more than 20,000 the scumbags.
看见安息的概念一点点的演变，清晰有没有？
So do you see the concept about rest? It's getting more and more clear.
要进入迦南之后呢？
After entering Canaan,
神的子民就延续了从旷野就开始的献祭安息。
God's people continued the sacrificial rest.That began in the wilderness.
听我今天讲到，我在一点点将安息的概念的启示痕迹，一点点跟弟兄姐妹分享。
So through today's sermon, I just step by step just reveal this the concept about rest.
这所谓献祭安息，就是透过献祭来向神表达顺服与爱嘛。
So the sacrificial rest that is to express the people's obedience and the love.To God through the sacrifice.
其实在献祭安息里面也包括了赎罪安息、啊、
So the sacrificial rest that includes the sin offerings.
就表现在不同的赎罪祭里边呢。
And just it revealed in the sin offerings.
赎筵祭啊，还有燔祭啊等等，对吧
？And all the different kind of the offering, like a burnt offering.
所以这里边也都包含了很强的救赎的功用啊。
So which just have the function of redemption.
但是有一件事情要提出来。
However, one thing we need to mention.
我们发现，当献祭安息渐渐的走向功能化的时候呢
？When the sacrificial rest it is functionalized and also programmed.
每件事都是程序化了。
Everything just like under the program.
人们开始就忘记了这个献祭到底目的何在啊
？People just gradually just forgot what is the purpose that.Just to offer.
所以安息就容易堕落成一个表象安息了。
Therefore, and it just also just become just like a superficial rest.
记得扫罗王吗
？Do you remember?
他没有等到撒母耳就自己献祭了。
He just offered sacrifice without waiting for the Samuel.
撒母耳回来就责备他：“你做的什么事啊
？”When the prophet Samuel came back, and he just rebuked.King Saul said, "What did you do?"
你以为表面上你是对我不尊重吗
？Do you think on the surface that you do not respect me?
这规矩是神定的，你违背这个规矩是得罪神的。你以为啊
？The rule was established by God.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天也是同样容易把信仰表象化。
Same as today, and nowadays we just kind of put our faith just like on the superficial.
什么叫表现化呢？信仰。
So what does that mean, the superficial?
就是看人不看神嘛。
That is just only look at the people, not God.
就是人本主义取代了神本主义嘛。
That is for man-centered to replace God-centered.
请大家留意，这是惹动神愤怒的根本原因啊。
Just remember, and this is the reason. Just provoke the wrath of God.
我们能不能够简简单单的面对神呢？
Can we just face God very simply?
不要发生什么事，马上就想想人有什么样的原因啊。
Just don't just oftentimes just in the first action think about the people's reason and when things happen.
其实，是神的意义在背后啊。
Actually, there's a meaning from God behind.
我们每件事情都是要看神，不要看人的。
Everything, and we just need to look at God, not people.
不见一人，只见耶稣啊。
And we just only see God, no one else.
在北美的教会，这点也是很普遍的。
This is very just common in the North America church.
信徒特别是比较有钱的信徒呢。
And some believers that who are richer.
教会奉献一点金钱，他就觉得需要同时配备他的权柄与他奉献的金钱相匹配啊。
So, they just kind of just want to just have the money.Amount of money that they offer to the church to worthy with their authority.
我曾经牧养了一间教会吧。
one of the church that I used to shepherd.
当时执事会开会讨论要不要去买一个新的堂，然后让教会往前走多一步啊。
So during that time, and the church was had a meeting to discuss whether they need to just buy a church building and to expand.
结果那是一个很关键的契机，一个机会啊。
Actually, that was a very just like opportunity and it's like a turning point.
教会有个规矩啊，就是执事会开会大的事情大家要一致通过呀。
And at the time, church has the rule and the, that is that they have to pass in the deacon board meeting.
其中就有一个家庭比较富裕的 家庭了。
And during that time, and there's one family and who they are just this, the rich family.
他们家的弟兄那年刚好轮到休息，姐妹就进到执事会来服侍啊。
So that year, and that his, the brother just in the rest time, and that his wife.
结果这个姐妹就在执事会中做了一个很了不起的宣告啊。
So this sister has a, just like a great announcement.
她说如果教会要买这个新的教堂，他们家的奉献以后就再也不奉献了。
She said, if the church decide to buy this new church building, then in the future, their family, they would never offer to the church.
我听她这么讲，我就知道她惹动了上帝的愤怒啊。
When I heard she said this, I know she just provoked God's wrath.
当然我不能替代上帝去宣告这个愤怒了。
Of course, I cannot just substitute God to announce this kind of anger.
我只是表达这个忧伤了。
I just express my sadness.
也鼓励他悔改以后不要用这种方式来挑战教会，挑战基督，挑战上帝的权柄啊。
I encourage her in the future, do not just challenge and this authority of the church and God.
最后这个家庭上帝也给他一个支离破碎的后果了。
At the end, and God just let this family has a very the bad consequence.
我越来越体谅，体会到上帝真是不可轻慢。
And more and more, I realize God cannot be mocked.
当你对上帝去宣战，去挑战上帝的底线的时候，上帝有足够的办法对付你的。
When you challenge the God's bottom line,God has a way and to face you.
其实你看看今天普京的所作所为，你大概也知道，我们所信的神是活着的。
When you see today the Putin's deeds, you will see God's work.
马里波现在打不下去了。
Now they can no longer fight at Mariupol.
他开始下命令说那个亚速营我们不打，那钢铁厂我们不打了。
They just sent the command said we just no longer just fight this steel factory.
我们就宣告我们胜利了。
We just announced that we won.
其他的地方还在打。
Other place still has the fight.
我是眼睁睁的看着他是如何从一个曾几何时好像还蛮辉煌的俄罗斯就被他一点一点往下面带啊。
And I just see this, we just see just from our eyes, just see the Russia used to be just so reviving, but now just falling down.
你真的以为神是可以轻慢吗？
Do you think God can be mocked?
你真的以为你可以替代神吗？
Do you think you can replace God?
你可以随意的欺负弱小的民族吗？
Do you think you can just do anything to damage to destroy other small nations?
你真的以为该隐可以随处随地的去屠杀亚伯吗？
Do you think Cain can just can slaughter Abel?
本是同根生，相煎何太急呀？
And we were just the brothers, but why just want to just just kill each other.
为什么不能够以爱来对待你的乌克兰兄弟呢？
Why not just treat your Ukraine brother with love?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们能不能在上帝拯救的安息的位分上找到你自己的位置呢？
Can we just find our position in the rest of the salvation?
最后是恩典安息了。
Lastly, rest in grace.
恩典安息也是其中一个最了不起的一个安息了。
Rest in grace, that is one of the great.、Rest.
大家想一想，道理何在呢
？So let's think about what is the reason.
谁叫神就是爱呢
？So, but who caused God to be love?
他体恤我们不过是尘土啊。
And he understands we're nothing but dust.
耶稣甚至呼求天父赦免我们钉他十字架的罪啊。
Jesus even called on the Father.To forgive us for our sins, to crucify him.
他在十字架上祷告说：“他们所做的，他们不知道。父啊，你赦免他们吧。”
And Jesus said on the cross, "Said Father, they don't know what they're doing. Please forgive them."
能不知道吗？
Can Can they not know?
能不晓得自己正在犯罪吗？
Can they not know they're just in the process of sinning?
只是因为神的爱啦。
Just because of God's law.
Yeah, 他重新定义我们的不晓得。
God has redefined our ignorance.
于是乎，保罗在这里揭示了一个很重要的真理。
Thus, Paul reveals the truth here.
他说这样看来，必另有一安息日的安息为神的子民存留啊。
There remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
如果说安息有什么奥秘的话，这就是最大的奥秘了。
If there's any mystery of rest, so this is the greatest mystery.
就是神为凡信他的人另存了一个安息日的安息日。
It is God who saves a Sabbath of rest for all who believe in Him.
知道这是什么吗？
Do you know what is this?
这就是救恩啊。
This is salvation.
就是上帝为他的子民所留下的救恩啊。
This is salvation, and God just preserved for His people.
当然，请大家留意，神赐给我们这恩典安息，并不是叫我们去躺平的。
Please know that this rest of grace is not given to us by God to lie down.
呀，保罗说，乃是叫我们务必竭力进入那安息，免得有人学那不信的人的样子跌倒了。
Paul said, "Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one will perish by following their example of disobedience."
我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
基督的先尝。
Christ foretaste.
耶稣说：“我是道路、真理、生命啊。”
Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life."
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
And no one can come to the Father except through me.
你知道吗？
Do you know?
呀，我们将要走的路，他都预先走过了。
The road we're going to walk, and he has walked in advance.
首先，主是真道啊。
First, the Lord is the true way.
保罗怎么描述呢？
So how did Paul describe?
保罗说，神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入、抛开。连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart.
Yeah, 显然在神对，在保罗对神的道的描述中呢，已经赋予神的道有位格的意义了，对吧？
Obviously, in Paul's description of the word of God, the meaning of person has been given.
这也是一个奥秘啊。
This is also a mystery.
这就是为什么我们说主耶稣基督是上帝活着的话语的道理所在啊。
This is also the reason why we say that the Lord Jesus Christ is God's living word.
呀，因为他是活着的主啊。
Because he is the living God.
他坐在父神的右边，为我们守望代祷。
And he just sit at the right hand of God the Father and just watching that and also interceding for us.
Yeah, 当年使徒们在初代教会所讲的道所讲的信息呢
The message the apostle preached in early church.
令到当时信主的当中有一些人是包括祭司、文士、法利赛人等等，他会撕裂衣服，痛心疾首啊。
And this just caused many priests, scribes,And the Pharisees that had time to tear their clothes and grieve.
因为这些人所陷害的、所钉死的不是别人，乃是造他们的主啊。
Because what they framed was not others, but the Lord who created them.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
主是真道，你了解吗
？God is the true way. Do you understand?
你如果对主是真了解的话
，If you truly No God.
你应该体会到他是一个活着的真道，对吧
？You should know He's the living Word.
其次呢，主是真知。
Second, God truly knows.
人呢，来到神的面前，千万不要耍小聪明。
When people come before the Lord, and they just better not to play tricks.
我们的愚昧、软弱、无知，他都知道。
God just knows our just fully weakness and ignorance.
我们心里边那点小九九、小诡诈，他都了解。
All those little tricks.God knows.
来到牧师面前讲一套，背后又活另外一套，他都知道。
And God just knows that when you just come to the pastor, say one thing, but behind that, you do others.
保罗说，凡被造的，并且被造的，没有一样在他面前 不显然的。原来万物在那与我们有关系的主跟前都是赤露敞开的。
Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account.
有牧会要三十年了，差不多。
I shepherd the church for almost near 30 years.
看见这个世界上的人也是喜欢弄点小伎俩，说点小是非，做点小坏事，真的还以为主不知道。
And just see it's that we have seen it enough, but people just play the tricks behind people's back and say the gossips or just do something bad.
有时候常常站着主的角度来看看今天的国际局势啊。
And when we just stand the God's viewpoint to look at today's international relations.
要包括今天正在还在进行中的俄乌战争啊。
Just like today's the Russian-Ukraine war.
看看美俄关系、中美关系啊。
And the U.S.-Russian relations.
要看看北约、欧盟。
And the NATO and also the Europe.
也看看中俄无上限的关系。
And also the relation of China-Russia without limitation.
要印太新战线。
And also the Indo-Pacific, the new front.
这今天都是热搜的话题，对吧
？So these are just the hot topics.
常常有些网红人物就在出现了。
And then you will see that people just that those are famous speakers that was talking.
但是在这些过程当中，包括新闻媒体了，包括不同的人的演说等等，包含了多少阴谋诡诈呀
？However, with all those media and the news, and how many conspiracies and also how much deceit?
别以为教会有多干净。
Don't think the church is so clean.
即使在教会里边也是一样的。
Even in the church, it's the same.
有一些呀，一些蛮了不起的人吧。
There's some so-called the great people.
人来到教会了。
And the physical body is in the church.
但是为了权力、名誉、地位，仍然还在拉帮结派、阿谀奉承啊。
However, for the sake of the power, reputation, status, and just forming the sects and the flattering.
无论走到哪里，都强调他服侍神已经半个世纪了，五十年以上了。
And wherever they go, and he just said to brag about that he has served.The Lord for a half century.
或者夸耀他爸爸也是牧师，谁谁谁，他们家好多牧师啊。
Or maybe just boast about oh his father and his the family member and they're all pastors.
这么多事情讲，就唯独不讲真理啊。
All the things that they talk about, however, just do not speak the truth.
呀，背后讲了一大堆黑暗的话，就唯独不活在光中啊。
And just talk a lot in the darkness. However, just do not live under the light.
有的时候我也很好奇啊
A lot of times, I just wonder.
这些带着一些属灵的桂冠的这些人的头上，他心里边难道真的不知道主都知道他所行的恶事吗
？And the one just wear the crown, just like a so-called in the spiritual crown, so don't they know that God knows that?
他真的不怕神吗
？Aren't they afraid of God?
那个敬畏的心一丁一点都没有啊
！And the reverence of the heart, it just none.
好，最后主是真爱啊。
Finally, the Lord is true love.
如果基督没有道成肉身降临在人世间为我们舍命呢
？If Christ did not come to this world in flesh and just die for us on the cross,
那我们对神可能仍然认识还是模糊不清的。
Then we would still be vague about God.
但是主已经道成肉身了。
However, Jesus already just had come to the world.
他已经舍命十字架，三天后从死里复活，你还不清楚吗
？And he has sacrificed his life on the cross and also resurrected.
其实包括当年 在耶稣要被钉十字架之前在比拉多面前说喊着说钉死他钉死他的那些人难道不清楚吗
In fact, the ones and who were just in front of the Pilate and they shouted crucify him, don't they know, understand?
这些人对主的所言所行是完全清楚的
These people were completely clear about what the Lord said and did.
但原因何在呢
So what is the reason?
因为主的存在会威胁到他们的权柄。
Because the presence of the Lord just threatens their authority.
因为主所传的真道会影响到他们的虚荣。
Because the truth that Jesus preached and just affect about their just those authority.
主在圣殿中的一站就影响了大祭司的心情和感觉。
So when Jesus stand in the temple.And then that affect the feeling of the priest.
就是连夜里来见耶稣的那个尼哥底母，在犹太的公会上也不敢公然为主站台呀。
Even Nicodemus did not dare to take the stand for the Lord in the Jewish Sanhedrin.
反倒是 不信耶稣的比拉多。
On the contrary, and this the unbeliever Pilate.
与神的选民子民没任何关系的罗马的巡抚啊。
And he just has nothing to do with the chosen people.
他甚至多次想替主开脱呀。
And many times he tried to excuse the Lord.
所以比拉多审问耶稣的这一幕呢？
Therefore, when Pilate just judged the Jesus with that scene,
甚至也成立到反讽的风景线了。
It just became an ironic, just like the view.
今天这样的事情在教会的权力斗争中也已经司空见惯了。
Today, such things are also commonplace in church power struggles.
有的时候我也是难免对主一声祷告说，主啊，难道就没有一个人来仰望一下你吗？
So when I pray to God and I say, does no one look up to the Lord?
保罗说，因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，和我们一样，只是他没有犯罪啊。
So Paul said, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
he did not sin.
你知道吗？
Dear brother, sister, do you know?
主才是我们的依靠啊。
Lord, only Lord is our just the one we can rely on.
所以我们才只管坦然无惧啊。
Therefore, we can just without any fear.
所以我们才可以来到上帝的施恩宝座前呢。
And therefore, we can just come to God's white throne.
所以我们才可以为要得到连续蒙恩惠去求他随时的帮助啊。
So that we may just receive mercy and find grace and to help us in our time of need.
你现在知道主为我们预备的安息是什么了吗？
Now, do you understand what is the rest God prepared for us?
其实就是凭着信心去领受基督已经预尝过的救恩啊。
That is to let us receive the salvation that Christ has just foretasted by faith.
并且是因着他而活出来的那个道路真理生命，并且继续的与神同行啊。
And so we can just walk with God because of the way, truth, and the life He has lived out.
好，我们去祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢主你的长阔高深的大爱啊。
Thank you for your great and deep love.
你在我们还做罪人的时候就为我们舍命在十字架上了。
You sacrificed your life on the cross while we are still sinners.
我们软弱跌倒无力行走的时候。
When we're weak and stumble and we're not able to move on,
你仍然将我们抱在怀里，在海滩上留下一行的脚印啊。
You just hold us and just walk with us and also on the sand, only just have your footsteps.
我们有的时候甚至好像以为自己躺平了，无力了，走不动了。
Sometimes we feel like we just lie down, can do nothing.
你也让我们的灵魂苏醒啊。
However, you just revive our spirit.
从躺平
from lying
去到躺卧的青草地上。
From just lying down, do nothing. However, you let us just lie in the green, just as the pasture.
你还赐给我们有溪水。
Also, you give us this the water.
你让我们今天得到了恩典，并且得的更丰盛啊。
Also, you give us grace and abundant grace.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
安息的预备。
Preparation of rest.
你为我们所预备的安息。
And the rest you prepare for us.
主，我们收到了。
Lord, we receive that.
就是紧紧地抓住耶稣啊。
We just hold on just tightly about for Jesus.
永远地跟随你啊。
And follow you forever.
除你以外，别无拯救。
Apart from you, no other salvation.
若无基督，绝不独活。
If there's no Jesus, we don't want to live alone.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.